man, I love your hat.
I have reversed the aging process, so I'm going backwards now.
Okay, well, you're looking younger.
Well, look, if I just had 9 lives, I'd be all right.
Absolutely.
So how you been, Bobby?
Great. Doing great.
Awesome. So let's go ahead and do our usual start the prayer, and let's get this show started.
Absolutely. Father God, we are so thankful to you for every opportunity. It is incredible how you bring to us opportunity after opportunity, and we're so thankful for that, that we can shine like lights in this world, and we can give forth your glory and your honor in all things, in all situations. We thank you for this radio show and all those who participate, Father, that as a community, we can focus and come together, and we can give forth that expression of who we are in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen and amen.
Man,
so what's been going on with you, Bobby?
Oh man, just life, man. Been busy, yeah. Lots of exciting stuff, yeah.
There's always something to do every day, isn't there?
Always, man. All the time. That's the way life is.
It is.
Yeah.
So we just like going through life and just praising our Lord, and you know, and it's just thanking Him every day, you know. And that's what I do, you know. Whenever I pray every day, I just thank Him for everything that He
Absolutely.
Does for me.
Gratitude, man. Gratitude.
What love that He has for us is just incredible. So
it is incredible.
I'm a very blessed man.
And we all are, yes.
And I know that.
Truly.
So let's just start and tell me what's been on your mind lately.
Yeah, man, you know, we've been, we kind of been talking on a theme, really, since the show began, just about the church and the opportunity that we have, you know, in our country right now. And I guess, you know, every generation has its own opportunity, you know, to make a difference in the world. And so I've been pondering on some of those thoughts about the church and about where we are, and just one of the things in my heart is our identity. And I think we've been talking about that some. Of course, I preach about that stuff too, but a lot of times, you know, I think the church wants to ask, you know, what should we do, or what can we do,
right?
What to do. Well, there is definitely something to do, and there's lots of things to do, and there's a time and a place to do. Obviously, that's part of the gospel. But I believe we're at an opportune time for thinking about being. I believe that the culture is looking for authenticity, something that's real. And I believe there's been certain times in the past and times that the church maybe has not always represented well who we are, who we're supposed to be in Jesus Christ. And of course, you know, neither the world nor Jesus thinks much of that, you know.
That's right.
The world picks up on hypocrisy really pretty easy. So when we're trying to do without being, I think that creates a negative, you know, influence toward people, because they can see through that.
Right.
And you know, Jesus blasted the Pharisees pretty hard for you know, doing without being. So just in my heart and mind, I think one of the best things that the church can do right now in this time and season where we are is maybe to take an introspective look at ourselves. You know, are we being out of who we are in Jesus Christ? Are we really living and doing out of that being, or are we kind of going through the motions? Are we just doing good works? You know, are we doing things that seem good, or are we actually operating out of that character and the essence of Jesus Christ, of who He is and what He's doing, and are we acting upon His finished work that He's gave us in our identity? So, just for me, I think that's something that we ought to give ourselves to. We ought to think about, contemplate, pray about our being in Jesus Christ.
And you know, and I think it's just, like I've said before, I think we get too caught up in life. And what we think is good is really not good to Him.
Absolutely.
We're you know, we go through life with our character, but yet we get consumed in that.
Yes.
And we have to know that we're living through Him.
Yes.
And the way that we live, the way that we act, and the way that we should portray ourselves is all about Him.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I agree with you.
Yeah, some of those scriptures, you know, our life is hidden with Christ in God. We move and have our being in Christ. And, you know, sometimes we say those things and we know they're true, or they're supposed to be true. But are we really living out of that reality? And And so if we're just doing what seems to be right to us.
Exactly.
That's probably not right.
You are right.
But are we doing what's right to God? Are we doing what He's directing and guiding us? So anyway, I think for our culture where we are, if the church wants to make a real difference, then we need to be the real difference. We need to be the difference. And the presence is the greatest thing, I believe. And wherever we are, being there maybe is the most important thing.
And I would think is just as a person to really humble yourself can get you on that track.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's in the likeness of Jesus. You know, it says that He humbled Himself in obedience to death on a cross. I mean, you're talking about God who created everything. I mean,
exactly.
You know, He made the tree. He made the people. He made everything. And then He humbled Himself to that course of human life and existence. And so that's the example we have. Sometimes, you know, life in general wants us to have an attitude of pride or arrogance, or we think too highly of ourselves in certain ways. But humbling ourselves to be obedient to Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit, man, that's where the power is.
It is. You know, and unfortunately, me as a human and of the flesh, I have to think about that sometimes.
Yeah,
sometimes when I'm thinking or I'm doing something, I have to ask myself, wait a minute, am I really humbled?
Yes.
Am I really doing the right thing? Which I believe is always that God is speaking to me and letting me know you need to act in a different manner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think false humility is a real problem that we have. And I know in my own life, I can look back and there were lots of times that I thought I was being humble. But, you know, if I think I'm being humble,
exactly.
I'm probably not being
exactly.
humble.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I know.
And so, you know, and then there's times we do humble things so that we look humble.
Right,
well,
right.
There again.
Right.
So, you know, true humility, you know, it really does come with a price tag.
It does.
It does cost us. And we have to give up some of ourself, or maybe all of ourself. To arrive at the humility that Christ walked and lived in. And so being real, that's the point I'm getting to. Let's be authentic. Let's be real.
And it's just something that you just have to practice and know.
Yes.
That's what you have to do every day.
Absolutely.
Because I truly want to serve Him to the best of my ability every day.
Yes.
And I know, because I'm of the flesh, that I'm going to fail throughout life.
Yeah.
But it's just me knowing that I've got to be that humble man.
Yes.
Because I want to have Him proud of me.
Yes.
Because I love Him more than life itself.
And see, and the thing you're talking about there, I think the desire, I mean, that's probably the greatest thing to start with is desire. Do you want to be humble? Do you want to be a Christian? Do you want to obey Him? That's where it all starts. Because if we don't desire those things, then we'll never experience those things. So,
so
I think desire is the definite ingredient that we have to play on there. And then trust that His Spirit is leading us, guiding us, molding us, transforming us into the likeness of Christ. And, you know, the power of the sinful nature, the struggle of a mind of flesh, is overwhelming at times.
Exactly.
And so that's what got Adam and Eve in trouble, you know.
Exactly.
They went to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So now we think we can tell what's good and bad. And
right.
We truly can't. We need the Holy Spirit to guide us and direct us.
Well, thank you for your thoughts this week.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.
So next we're going to bring in Jeremy Hogan of Saving Forgotten Warriors. This is Big D. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, is proud to present our first syndicated radio show. Hosted by our very own Coleman native, who is a member of the Coleman High School Class of 86, Paul Watley. Tune in on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, a two-hour show featuring the best music from across the pond from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
This is Paul Watley, your host for British Music Rocks. please join me each Sunday at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, where we will take an in-depth look at British rock from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
And stay tuned after British Music Rocks for our very own Sunday Night Live. All live cuts from 9 o'clock until midnight, right here on Live 95, the station all about Coleman. We're Coleman's Independent Radio. You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com. Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
Jeremy, we always come into some cool music,
brother,
man.
We should play that on this station like continuously all day long. That is some great music.
It is.
I love it.
Love the Stones.
Happy birthday, man.
Man, thank you very much.
I'm kind of envious of you. I was talking to you about before while on the break, man. I wish I could have went to Florida.
Well, you know,
sure would have been nice.
It was only 75 and sunny every day.
Right.
Danielle got a little red. I got a little burnt.
My legs
are peeling right now, and it looks horrific. And I said, you know, I'm on radio. Nobody's gonna see my legs.
How many times your head get burnt, man?
No, I wore my hat the whole time. I think my face got a little red. So what's going on with Saving Forgotten Warriors?
Oh, man, it's been crazy. I went to South Carolina last week to meet with a director of a homeless program up there and got to learn some stuff from him and what they're doing, and they've been going on for like 8 years. So it gave me a little bit more work on that side of things for the ranch.
Right.
I got the ranch. I'm hoping this thing is going to go off like it's scheduled today. So we went up there, did that, and you know how it is. Every day we're working with a veteran here and there. I calculated up 19 different veterans last month went to the VA with us multiple times.
Wow.
A bunch of them multiple times. So, I mean, it's we're picking up.
That's great.
It's a lot more than I ever imagined. I'm still today trying to figure it all out. It's pretty wild. We got a call today, and there's something I just got to get off my chest with serious note. Okay. On the veterans. These guys, man, they got to understand that life is rough, period. You know?
Exactly.
I deal with a lot of veterans pretty much constantly about how they need to deal with life, and it's hard. A lot of these guys come out and they don't realize what's going on. I got a call earlier. I've got to go check out on this veteran, man, and he's just not doing very well. He's ready to take himself out. And to me, these guys, it's not even worth that. You know, you got 5 minutes. If you can just don't quit.
Right.
If you quit now, everything you did in your life is gone for no
exactly
reason.
Right.
Like you did everything for no reason.
Right.
You know what I mean? Don't do that. And I'm not trying to make things sour or nothing like that, but this is the reality of what I deal with daily. It's not all fun and games all the time. I mean, I wish it was. I love being able to help my veterans and my brothers and sisters, but in reality, I mean, I deal with a lot of sad situations.
I know.
Constantly. And today's just been one of those days that kind of got me with this one. It was, it's 5 o'clock, you know. Most people are quitting.
Right.
And this guy's, he's done. He wants to be done. And I've got to go talk him down and see if I can get him to go get help.
Exactly.
He believes that he's been left out to fend for himself,
right.
Just like almost all of them feel that
way. They all feel that way.
And this is where SFW comes in, and this is why it is so important to make sure we continue doing what we're doing. I mean, I don't care if this thing stays Coleman local or if it grows statewide or
right.
nationwide. Whatever it does, as long as we're helping veterans daily, I don't care if we help one veteran a day or 20 of it a day.
Right.
We've got to be able to help these guys and these girls out. They're hurting, and it's not something that just anybody can do either. You know,
right.
it takes a special situation for a non-veteran to be able to help a veteran, and then for the most part, it's going to take somebody that's really passionate about making sure these guys make it out okay. You know, most of the time, our veterans spent 4 years and then they got out. They didn't get a lot of that loyalty kind of thing. You know,
exactly.
I stayed in a little longer. I was a sergeant and I took care of my Marines. You know, and that was the thing is. That's how I feel now, is I'm taking care of my brothers and
right.
sisters. And without that passion, you can't do this.
Exactly.
You know, this is a 24-hour, 7-day a week, I mean, literally 365 days a year job. You don't get time off.
Right.
Even when you try, you don't. I mean, you wish you did. I mean, I would love to have a few days off. My wife and I talk about it every day. I even joked around this morning and said, I wonder if I can call in. You know, it doesn't work to call in for me, you know. But, you know, we're doing great things. I love what we're doing. We've got a lot of things going on. We really need support. I mean, we've got to get the community on board to support what we're doing. I mean, we spent over $1,000 in fuel in February.
Right.
I mean, so far. I mean, that's ridiculous.
And that's just something that we need to throw out again and again and again on every single show is some of the local business owners, maybe the chain stores here in Coleman, we're asking, you know, that they will all step up, do some advertisements on the bus that you have.
Right.
Going
right.
to Birmingham, taking the veterans down there to the
VA
hospital.
We have plenty of ways they can assist us. I mean, it's not just like we're trying to build up a food voucher because we've got a lot. Like in January and February, we had probably 10, I think it was close to 10, maybe 8 or 10 veterans come to us with need for food.
Right.
And a lot of times we don't have a food pantry, and then even though you get dried foods, you don't get like meats and stuff like
right,
that. So
exactly.
we're trying to do a food voucher with a couple different grocery stores around town, and that'll give us the ability to let the veterans go and get some food that they need. I mean, you cannot live off of dry beans.
Right.
I mean, you can't. I mean, so we're trying to give them that set up there. So that's another program we're working on right now. I mean, there's an ample opportunities for any business or any person to get involved monetarily or physically. I mean, we need it both sides. Monetarily, we need, because just like I said, just on fuel alone, we've spent over $1,000.
Right.
And that is a lot. I mean, we didn't expect it to be that quick, but I mean, we started in February 1st.
Right.
said that bus was on the road, and believe it or not, it's moving. At least every day, we've had probably 2 days a week that it hasn't ran.
Right.
Well, not counting weekends, it doesn't run on weekends. But, I mean, that's pretty huge to be considering that we just started that program. So that's a huge, I mean, need.
Exactly.
Not only, but, I mean, it's a huge burden on us to try to come up with that money.
Right.
Don't worry. I mean, I'm going out there and I work events.
Oh, I know you are.
You know, I'm busting my butt to try to raise that money. I mean, I work for that money. A lot of times I work for that money and then put that money towards this program. I don't get paid. None of the guys, nobody that does this with me gets paid.
Right.
We do this purely out of the passion of what we want to do and the love for our veterans.
Exactly.
And we're just looking for support to continue doing it. We cannot continue. I mean, I don't think I can continue doing it the amount of time that I'm doing it every day and every week.
Right.
And still trying to drive the income we need, the funds we
exactly.
need as well. So it's getting to that point where we're at that breaking point where we're doing really well and we're doing the right thing, but we need those to step up to help support the program because I can't take away my time from the veterans to go raise the money.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So if they can help us out, that would be perfect.
And you can check out Saving Forgotten Warriors on Facebook. They have a Facebook page. All kind of information there that will tell you how to give. They have an office here. They have the phone numbers on there. So look at their page, and let's all step up as a community and help these guys.
Yes. Thank you all so much. Please check us out on Facebook. We post on Facebook more than anything, and that's exactly how you can get a hold of us day in and day out. We've got new shirts that just came in for our Red Friday promotion. Those are flying off the shelves. I was really thrilled with that. So
awesome. Check
it out. Order some shirts. We'll order some more and have some in. I guess we'll have a little bit of a backlog, but hey, at least we're out of our backlog, right?
That's it.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you, brother.
Everything that you do, everything that everybody's doing for us, I mean, to make sure that we're doing this. Right. The veterans appreciate it, really.
Well, I appreciate you being, and we will see you next Thursday again.
Happy birthday, man.
Man, I appreciate it. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5 Coleman's Independent Radio.
Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Coleman.
Did you know that you can save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill? Since 2004, Cyber Broadband has been known across Coleman County as the only provider to bring broadband internet access to rural areas not served by cable or telephone providers, and all without those pesky data caps. Now, Cyber Broadband, which is a locally owned and operated company, is introducing a competitive broadband product, Cyber Next Gen DSL, available through Cyber Broadband for on average 10% less than the other providers. Get those cyber benefits, like a $10 referral discount for anyone else that you refer to the service, or bundle with the Cyber Broadband cellular service. Save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill today. More information is available at cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077.
Hey, Brandon Snyder here with Willow.
You know, I'm not sure who invented the chicken finger, but I do know who perfected it. Guthrie's Golden Fried Chicken Fingers. The original chicken finger specialist since 1965, Guthrie's is often imitated but never duplicated. Fresh, hot, fast, and golden fried. That's Guthrie's promise to you. Enjoy the Guthrie's box. With Guthrie's unique blend of golden fried chicken fingers, crispy fries, creamy coleslaw, buttery Texas toast, and our signature sauce. Or sink your teeth into the sandwich with golden fried chicken fingers, crispy lettuce, and signature sauce all nestled between a toasted bun. Whichever you choose, you'll want to wet your whistle with Guthrie sweet tea made like Mama used to make it. If you're having a party or an event, you can call ahead and have Guthrie's prepare a bucket or two just for you. Open nightly till 9. Guthrie's, Highway 31 North across from the Coleman Shopping Center. Guthrie's Golden Fried Chicken Fingers, the original chicken finger specialist since 1965.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, is proud to present our first syndicated radio show. Hosted by our very own Coleman native, who is a member of the Coleman High School Class of 86, Paul Watley. Tune in on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, a two-hour show featuring the best music from across the pond from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
This is Paul Watley, your host for British Music Rocks.
Please join me each Sunday at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, where we will take an in-depth look at British rock from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
And stay tuned after British Music Rocks for our very own Sunday Night Live. All live cuts from 9 o'clock until midnight, right here on Live 95, the station all about Coleman. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
Have you heard? Mothers Helping Mothers is hosting its 4th annual MHM Community Expo. Come see us Saturday, March 4th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Coleman Civic Center, 510 5th Street Southwest. We have over 60 booths this year, including some of your favorite returning vendors and many new vendors. We will have the famous Mad Dog Mike's Barbecue to satisfy your appetite, cotton candy, and balloon animals for the kids. The 40 Ultrasound Lady is offering scans on site. An Angel's Touch Therapeutic Massage is giving free massages, and so much more. We have a few helpful information booths, including Fancher Education Center, Coleman Family Counseling, and Child Passenger Safety Technician Lindsay Dilworth. Find a full list of vendors at facebook.com/MHM Community. Everyone is invited. Bring a friend or bring the whole family. You don't want to miss this event, so save the date. Saturday, March 4th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Coleman Civic Center. We can't wait to see you there. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MHM Community. There you will find lots of information, including the link to our event and closed group. Our 2017 MHM Expo is sponsored by Fancher Education Center and Coleman Family Counseling.
You're listening to Live 95.
Time is on my side, Tiffany. What about you?
I'm doing pretty good with the time, yeah.
Welcome to the Big D Radio Show.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, look, you're doing commercials. You're on the air.
I know. It's exciting.
We need to hire you as a DJ or something. What's up with that?
Hey, I'm all for it.
And you would never be shy, like you think.
I would not be shy.
There's nobody looking at you, so.
You are.
Well, that's okay. It's just me.
I know.
So, Tiffany, you are a part of Mothers Helping Mothers.
Yes, I am.
So why don't we talk about that just for a minute, and you tell us exactly what it is.
Mothers Helping Mothers started 4 years ago, and it was just a way to support others, other moms. And now we have 8,500 women from all over the world.
Incredible.
We have some in Australia and England, Canada, Uganda. And I know some of these women personally, so it's incredible. Yes, and this group has allowed me to build relationships. It's not just people go on there and they talk about whatever. We really build relationships. It's all about unity.
So is this something that you're doing online, that maybe you have a chat room or something?
It's just a Facebook group. You can go on there and ask a question, and then it just starts a whole long thread.
So just give me a general question that somebody's going to ask.
The most popular one right now is, when are your taxes coming in? Or do you see lines on this pregnancy test? Is it positive or negative? Those are huge popular questions.
So you're covering a lot of bases.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, that is the neatest thing.
Anything in motherhood, anything for women that are single, who are married, who have multiple children, who are trying to conceive, who want to adopt. We're just there for the whole, you know, shebang, pretty much.
And so maybe more experienced ladies doing other things is just giving advice, telling these other people exactly what to do.
Yeah, we have grandmothers in the group. We have new moms. I mean, it's a wide range.
So is there a lot of ladies from the Coleman area part of this?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The majority of the women, I would say, are from the Coleman area.
Mm-hmm. And is it something that's going on 7 days a week, that people's constantly communicating with
24/7.
Everybody?
24/7.
Wow, that's incredible.
24/7. I'm at home constantly on my phone.
No way.
It's not just because I'm a female either. We have anonymous mommy questions, so a lot of the women that do not want their names out there will send it to me and my admins, and we'll post it for them. That is a huge thing. And that helps people feel comfortable, because we're all about being a safe haven and keeping privacy the best that we can. So we do offer that service for them.
That's neat. So mm-hmm. me just as a guy, mm-hmm. I would think there might be a lot of questions about pregnancy.
Absolutely.
I think that would just be the hottest topic probably on there.
Oh, absolutely. And unfortunately, we have a lot of moms that have had miscarriages. And so it's a great support system for those women who feel like they've lost their hope.
Right.
And we build them up. We encourage them. We that pray with them. We do the best we can to let them know that they are loved and God has a special purpose for them.
Indeed he does. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's just something I do every day. I pray every day.
Absolutely.
You know? And without him, I'm absolutely nothing.
Absolutely. We're the same way. Yeah. We That's pray awesome. Over our members all the time. I have an incredible admin team. There's 8 of us. And we rally together in so many different ways. And we really do love and cherish every one of our members, whether we know them personally or not.
Wow, that's incredible.
It
you know,
really is.
And it's probably something that a lot of people don't know about.
Yeah.
You know, so.
You know, with as many women as we have in the group, you would think that more people would know about it.
Right.
But, you know, it's okay that they don't. It's getting out there. Word of mouth is an incredible way to get it out there. And
it
then
is.
Doing radio shows like this and whoever,
yeah.
you know, whatever else comes available.
And it's just great because it's a social media thing. And
mm-hmm.
social media, unfortunately, rules the world now.
It really does.
So if you want something to get started, big social media.
Absolutely.
So. And I tell everybody, you know, I have this page called What's Happening to Coleman, and I promote small business owners, and it started out as a joke.
Oh, really?
It was a joke. And the next thing I knew, I've got 1 million hits a month.
It blew up.
So there you go. And
I know.
You know, same thing with your organization. In time, it's just going to blow up. And
absolutely.
Everybody's going to know about it.
I know. It's exciting.
I love it.
Yeah.
So we have an expo coming up at the mm-hmm. Civic Center, Coleman Civic Center, March 4th. So tell me what's going to be going on at your expo.
Okay, so this is the 4th year that we've had our expo, and this year is going to be the largest year that we've ever had. Last year we had 55 vendors. This year we're having 65. Last year
wow.
we had 650 people show up, and we're shooting for 1,000 this year. We're going to have over, like I said, we're going to have 65 vendors. We may have a few more by the time it actually comes. I have a hard time saying no when people ask me to be a vendor. And we have 5 Disney characters that are going to be there.
Wow.
I'm so excited about them. And we have cotton candy, and we have someone that's going to do balloon characters. That's something
balloons.
New this year, so that's going to be really exciting. And it's a great way for everybody to come out and meet members from the group. It's for the whole family. It's for anybody and everybody, so a lot of the dads, they question, can they come or not? Absolutely, they can
good.
Come. And they'll have fun. And it's a good way to get our small town business owners out there, get their names out
exactly.
there. We actually have a vendor coming from Florida. This will be her second
really?
Time to come from Florida to be a part of this expo. So that's always exciting to be able to see her and, you know that she is that invested in our group
exactly.
that she's willing to travel this
exactly.
way for this event.
So what's the times on the expo?
10 to 4.
10 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
On
and it's free admission.
Well, that's good.
Absolutely.
So tell me about some of the vendors. What are they selling things?
They
or?
Will be selling things. Yeah, so Plexus will be there. They'll offer a little bit of their samples, like
okay.
free samples, and then they'll be promoting their business. We have some ladies that are there for monogramming, and they will, I believe they're making some things on site. We have Alpha Nutrition, and she is Lisa Butts. She's incredible, and she always gives out free little smoothies and drinks and tries to give everybody a little bit of energy throughout the expo.
Wow.
And then we have It Works. She's our Florida friend that's driving up this way, and she's going to be promoting her It Works wraps, and she'll probably wrap some people while we're there. We have a therapeutic massage company that's going to be there, and she's going to be giving free massages.
And I think that's Angel's Touch Therapeutic
yes.
Massage. Denise Campbell?
And Dana?
Yep.
Yes. Yes,
okay.
She's going to be giving free massages. She gave them last year, and they were incredible.
Look, I wouldn't get up.
I know.
Keep on. Don't stop.
I know.
So on my list, I've seen 4D Ultrasound, Lady, Fancher Education Center, Coleman Family Counseling, Plexus, and one of my good friends, Mad Dog Mike's Barbecue.
That's true.
So
we're so excited.
So look, you can get some barbecue. You can go to the next vendor and get wrapped and,
yeah.
and lose everything that you just ate.
Yeah, they'll give you some
on.
Fat fighters while you're there, too.
So, look, they have everything covered for you.
Absolutely.
That is awesome.
I know. I'm really excited about it. It's going to be incredible.
So, most of your vendors, are they local people?
Most of them.
Most of them.
Yeah, most of them are. I think Lindsay Luke from Florida, I think she's going to be the one that drives in the furthest. But the majority of them are local. And, you know, in a couple of years, I'd like to have some people from Tennessee, Birmingham, and just rally together. My ultimate goal would to be to have a two-day event at the BJCC one year. Yeah, that would be an incredible blessing.
So besides Coleman Expo, does anybody else do any expos in some of the other cities? Or
no, but that is a dream of mine. It would be amazing to have chapters all over the world so that somebody can say, all right, I'm moving to North Carolina, let me get on the Mothers Helping Mothers website, and then they can say, all right, I can go here, and we have a little community here for our mom's night outs or our free clothing swaps. So.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So is there any other things that you have maybe going for the future that you're thinking that you want to do with this organization?
Absolutely.
Any bigger plans? And tell us about it.
I mean, we're always brainstorming. We're women, so of course we're going to have amazing dreams, but then which ones do we execute? That's the issue. But one thing that we do now that we want to continue to do is our free clothing swap. So basically, you can bring in 5 articles of clothing or more to donate, and then you get free clothing in return. And we have a big event with vendors there as well. And then we do a lot of parades. This year, I would like to do a parade in Tennessee. I'm really wanting to push up towards that area.
Maybe Gatlinburg. Nobody knows
yeah.
about time with the parade.
That would be incredible. Yes.
That's something I'd go to.
Yeah, that would be incredible. So, I mean, we have a couple of things that we're brainstorming, but, you know, it's still in the works.
Good, good. And, you know, I'll get some of your information, put it on what's happening in Coleman, and push you, and we'll see if we can get some more ladies involved in this.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tiffany, for being part of the Big D Radio Show.
Mm-hmm.
It is March 4th, 2017, the Mothers Helping Mothers Expo, Coleman Civic Center. Ladies, make sure that you're there, tell your friends about it, and let's just have a great turnout. Thanks again for being in studio with Big D. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5, Coleman's Independent Radio.
Hey, Brandon Snyder here with Willow Bend Mortgage, and I want to take just a moment to talk to you about purchasing a brand new home. The first step should be to call Willow Bend Mortgage at 256-734-6012. The last thing you want to have happen is to find your dream home only to find out that you don't qualify. Call us today, 256-734-6012, and let us set you on a path to making sure that you can be in the home of your dreams. If you're not available to give us a call right now and you're sitting at your desk, visit our online website at mortgagesincoleman.com, and someone on my team will contact you as soon as possible. Willow Bend Mortgage, mortgages made simple.
MLS number 1220361, Equal Housing Lender.
Did you know that you can save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill? Since 2004, Cyber Broadband has been known across Coleman County as the only provider to bring broadband internet access to rural areas not served by cable or telephone providers, and all without those pesky data caps. Now, Cyber Broadband, which is a locally owned and operated company, is introducing a competitive broadband product, Cyber Next Gen DSL, available through Cyber Broadband for on average 10% less than the other providers. Get those cyber benefits, like a $10 referral discount for anyone else that you refer to the service, or bundle with the Cyber Broadband Cellular Service. Save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill today. More information is available at cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Not available in all areas. Generally, if you sign up for broadband service through another company and their promotional discount has expired, Cyber's retail price will be 10% less than the competition standard pricing or better. Chances are, if you don't qualify for the phone company's DSL, you won't qualify for Cyber's next-gen DSL service either, but you may still qualify for Cyber Broadband's radio service. More information is available at www.cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Woo, it's tough work, but somebody's got to do it.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Have
Have you heard? Mothers Helping Mothers is hosting its 4th annual MHM Community Expo. Come see us Saturday, March 4th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Coleman Civic Center, 510 5th Street Southwest. We have over 60 booths this year, including some of your favorite returning vendors and many new vendors. We will have the famous Mad Dog Mike's Barbecue to satisfy your appetite, cotton candy, and balloon animals for the kids. The 40 Ultrasound Lady is offering scans on site. An Angel's Touch Therapeutic Massage is giving free massages, and so much more. We have a few helpful information booths, including Fancher Education Center, Coleman Family Counseling, and Child Passenger Safety Technician Lindsay Dilworth. Find a full list of vendors at facebook.com/MHM Community. Everyone is invited. Bring a friend or bring the whole family. You don't want to miss this event, so save the date. Saturday, March 4th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Coleman Civic Center. We can't wait to see you there. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MHM Community. There you will find lots of information, including the link to our event and closed group. Our 2017 MHM Expo is sponsored by Fancher Education Center and Coleman Family Counseling.
Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, is proud to present our first syndicated radio show. Hosted by our very own Coleman native, who is a member of the Coleman High School Class of 86, Paul Watley. Tune in on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, a two-hour show featuring the best music from across the pond from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
This is Paul Watley, your host for British Music Rocks. Please join me each Sunday at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, where we will take an in-depth look at British rock from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
And stay tuned after British Music Rocks for our very own Sunday Night Live. All live cuts from 9 o'clock until midnight, right here on Live 95, the station all about Coleman. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
You know, I'm not sure who invented the chicken finger, but I do know.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. We have local businessman Robert Taylor Jr. from Good Hope Service Center.
How you doing?
Man, it's good to have you in here.
I'm glad to be here.
So how's the world of mechanics? Keeping you busy?
Well, it's staying busy. Hardest part's finding a good mechanic to stay with us.
Well, you know, I'll just tell a quick story. My dad was in Good Hope for a while, 304 truck loop, and we worked on 18-wheelers. The hardest thing to do? Find a mechanic.
That's exactly right.
I don't know what it is with mechanics. Maybe they move on, or I've never figured it out. But, yeah, that's the hardest thing. So, look, we're going to talk about your business a little bit. Robert actually has a commercial here on Live 95.5, and you can actually catch him on What's Happening in Coleman Facebook page. So let's just talk about your business for a few minutes, and tell me, how long have you been in business?
We've been in business going on 2 years. They're in Good Hope.
So is it just cars, trucks that you work on mainly?
Listen, since we've been there, we work on motorcycles, four-wheelers, tractors, track hoes. We worked on about anything with a motor. Just about with a motor, we'll tackle it.
That's awesome. So do you ever have any kind of promotions for the customers?
We run a ladies special every Tuesday, a seniors special on Wednesdays. But the biggest special we run is for our military and veterans and our first responders. Any day of the week they come in, we have a discount for them, Monday awesome. Through Friday.
Awesome.
And, you know, we'll do something crazy on Facebook every once in a while. If it's your birthday today, come in and get a free oil change. So that's, everybody needs to watch our page.
Well, look, today's my birthday, and I didn't know this. Otherwise, I've been down there. All right, so what's your hours of operation? Everybody knows what time you're open and closing.
We open at 8 o'clock every morning, and we're usually there to 6 o'clock every evening. Work on Saturdays by appointment only. We was open on Saturdays when we first opened, but now if you want to schedule something in and we can do it on Saturday, we'll take care of it.
Awesome. So, and I know different places are different, but do you ever provide a lender vehicle if you're going to work on somebody's vehicle for 2 or 3 days or a week?
We do. We have done that in the past. Same way, we we do something different. A lot of people, other garages don't do. We offer in-house financing on repair work and even outside. We got two or three different lenders that we can finance the repair up to 12 months interest-free.
Wow. Because, and I think, you know, just everybody in today's society, you know, it's tied on bills, it's tied on groceries. And when your vehicle breaks down, that is a hardship for most everybody.
It's a lifebeat of all our, of every one of us, our families, you know, it's our way to work, everything.
Exactly. And there's so many places that, that don't do that. So what an advantage that you have to do that for your customers. So, and I think a lot of people want to know, are the mechanics certified?
Yes, we got three full-time mechanics, and we got a couple of guys that come in on part-time if we get snowed under, you know, right. Covered up. Take Jonathan. He's over 27 years in just transmission repair.
Wow.
A lot of people don't know that we do transmissions, and I'd put him against anybody in a state against with transmission repair.
And I'm not smart on transmission, so if my transmission goes out, what's the turnaround going to be, 2-3 days or 4 days?
Usually about 2-day turnaround. And most time on all of our jobs, if the parts are available, we usually will have about a 24-hour turnaround.
Awesome. So, and you said you have three mechanics going on. What is the guarantee on your work?
We offer a different guarantee that a lot of people probably don't see anywhere else. We offer a 24-month, 24,000-mile guarantee, and that guarantee goes nationwide. So if just say if you had brakes done on your car today,
okay,
23 months from now you're in California. We got an 800 number you call. We're a Technic garage service provider. They would direct you to the nearest Technic garage. And if you got your receipt and it's done within that 24-month, 24,000 miles, it costs you zero parts and labor.
That's
also includes anything anybody gets done at our shop, it's over $25. We give a one-year nationwide roadside assistance, towing, flat tire, lock your keys in your car. Just by using us, that comes free.
That's incredible.
And that's nationwide, too.
So, you know, almost better than AAA, and I don't want to say that, but anyway. but for you to provide that kind of services just for a service over $25, I mean, that's incredible. And I can see why you're staying busy. You know, with the quality of work that you're doing and the guarantee that you're doing, I think that's the biggest thing us as consumers want to know is that everything is going to be okay, you know, and you're going to have the great work done on your vehicles by Good Hope Service Center, and there's that guarantee.
You know, we try to put everybody in a position, if it was my wife, I got these three boys sitting here with me right now, if it was my car and we're driving down the road, make sure that vehicle is safe and dependable, you know.
Right.
So we do our best that we can to satisfy the customers. And I think on our ratings, you can look at it, and I think we're doing a pretty good job at it.
That's incredible. So let me just go over with the listeners exactly what you do. And I know it's such a big answer, but we're talking brake work, alternators, batteries, belts, hoses.
We do everything except for cell tires and mount and balance tires. We don't in-house alignments, but we have another garage that we work with. We'll take the car, we'll do the work on the car, and needs aligned. We will deliver the car and have it aligned and brought back to use the customer. That's outside that is, and we do everything from a headlight to a window motor to, you know, that needs to be done on a car. We do free diagnostic too. A lot of places don't do that. So we got the latest computer scanners, the latest AC machines, air conditioning machines, and we'll check and do a free diagnostic on the cars at no charge for the customers.
That's awesome. And of course, you know, it seems like every time you get a car, you buy a used car, what's the first thing that's going to show up? Check engine light. It never fails. Well, it never failed on me, you know. So to have that diagnostics and to know and to pinpoint exactly what's wrong with that vehicle, that really helps consumers.
Yeah, we're looking at it, and it should probably put it in place within the next week. We're going to start offering a warranty even if we work on your car or don't work on your car, that you can get up to a 100,000-mile warranty on your motor, transmission, transfer case, electrical, air conditioning work. We're going to be offering a service anywhere from 12,000 up to a 100,000-mile warranty on your car that we're going to be providing for the people in the community too.
Wow. So do you ever do complete engine replacement also?
We do. Jonathan Godby is our main guy, and he, matter of fact, just done one in a Jeep today, and he's does Toyotas, anything. So we sell motors, transmissions, we build them, whatever it needs to be done, we can do it.
Okay. So let me just ask you this. In your opinion, and it's probably the same thing, if I come to you with my truck and the engine's going, really what's the best route to go to actually rebuild that engine and or just buy a new one from the factory?
If it was me,
yeah,
I'm going to buy one. Most likely not a brand new motor.
Okay.
Just to be honest, I'm going to buy one from a company like LKQ. I can buy a used motor somewhere a lot of times with 70 to 120,000 miles on it. It's going to carry a 12-month warranty on parts and labor.
Okay.
So, you know, if you buy a $1,000 motor, let's say the average motor's run is about $1,500, you know, $1,200, whatever it may be, and you know you got a 12-month warranty that covers the parts and the labor if anything goes wrong, versus going to a junkyard or somewhere and buying one you only get a 30-day warranty on.
Right.
I'm not knocking the junkyard.
Exactly, I know.
But I'm just saying to put the money where it's best fit, yep. I would go with the warranty. Even most mechanic shops that build a motor, they're not going to give you a one-year warranty, right, you know, on the motor. So you're going to get the warranty from the manufacturer or the company, and then you're going to get our warranty on anything we do with it to the motor. That's correct.
Man, that is incredible. You know, and I'm glad that I've had you in here because I don't deal with it a lot, but just to know exactly what all you're doing, what all you're providing for the community, it sounds like you're just one way beyond. And like I said, I don't know everybody's shop and what they do, but just hearing what you're saying is just really incredible.
Well, I don't want to say anything against anybody else's shop, but here's what we do. If there's something going on and there's a few mechanics here in town that I would take my personal car to, and there's times when I've picked the phone and called them and said, hey, can you stop by here? We got something going on that one of our mechanics hadn't seen before.
Right.
And vice versa, we'll do the same for them.
That's awesome.
You know, trying to work together.
Exactly.
There's enough business out there for everybody.
Exactly.
You know, so I think with that and trying to work with other shops, it's like, even though we do transmissions, everybody knows that Joe Coretti here in town.
Exactly.
Best in the business.
Yep, he is.
I can go to Joe's shop tomorrow, and whatever he's got and I need it, he's open arms, helps us any way possible. Even we're in competition with him.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what we do as a community.
That's correct.
Is to help each other. And so want to know exactly where you're located so you can tell everybody.
We're located at 848 County Road 437 down in Good Hope. We're next to Cleaning and More, straight across the street from Fastenal. There used to be a Fleetwood Mobile Home dealership right there where we're at. One of the biggest hurdles we've had, or I've had, since we opened there is evidently 4 or 5 years ago there was another shop there, and we have people pull up and ask, are we the same shop?
Right.
And trying to, I won't say they may not have been as reputable as they should have been, or whatever. A lot of people think that we're there instead of not knowing it's a new ownership and a new business. So we run into that a lot.
Okay. Well, look, it's been great having you here on the Big D Radio Show.
I appreciate it.
And we appreciate your advertising here on Live 95.5, What's Happening to Coleman. And our job is to get your name out there, get you plenty of business, and let you flourish. So that's what we want to do for you.
Well, just everybody be watching for us. I put a thing on Facebook today. If you come in today or tomorrow, we're going to give you a discount of 10% off your total bill. You know, if you come in tomorrow, we're here on the Big D Radio Show.
There you go.
And I tell you what, if anybody wants to come in tomorrow and say they heard us on the radio, I'll do an oil change for them for $25.
Hey, so you listeners out there, $25 oil change. Let me tell you something. You're not going to find that nowhere else. Tomorrow, get your vehicle down there.
And they get a one-year roadside service.
There you go. Look at there.
How about that?
Well, thank you for being in the Big New Radio Show. Hope you'll come back soon, and we'll talk about some mechanic work or something. Hey, look, you can catch Cosmic Sound out. I own Cosmic Sound DJ Entertainment. We're going to be at the Elks Lodge this coming Saturday doing the Mardi Gras party. Elks Lodge, Coleman, come check us out and have a little fun with us. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show. Next, Dark Before Dawn, one of the hottest bands in Coleman in North Alabama. You're going to listen to these guys with Big D. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5, Coleman's Independent Radio.
Mothers Helping Mothers is hosting its fourth annual MHM Community Expo. Come see us Saturday, March 4th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Coleman Civic Center, 510 5th Street Southwest. We have over 60 booths this year, including some of your favorite returning vendors and many new vendors. We will have the famous Mad Dog Mike's Barbecue to satisfy your appetite, cotton candy, and balloon animals for the kids. The 40 Ultrasound Lady is offering scans on site. An Angel's Touch Therapeutic Massage is giving free massages, and so much more. We have a few helpful information booths, including Fancher Education Center, Coleman Family Counseling, and Child Passenger Safety Technician Lindsay Dilworth. Find a full list of vendors at facebook.com/MHM Community. Everyone is invited. Bring a friend or bring the whole family. You don't want to miss this event, so save the date. Saturday, March 4th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Coleman Civic Center. We can't wait to see you there. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MHM Community. There you will find lots of information, including the link to our event and closed group. Our 2017 MHM Expo is sponsored by Fancher Education Center and Coleman Family Counseling.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio.
Have you heard? Mothers Helping Mothers is hosting its fourth annual.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
technical difficulty.
Hey, look, we're back with the Big D Radio Show. Man, we've got one of the hottest bands around.
Thank you so much.
Dark Before Dawn.
What's up, Big D?
How are you doing, brother?
Doing good. How about you?
Man. Happy birthday.
Hey, yes, happy birthday, my friend.
I got you this flower.
Man, you're so great.
It didn't come from your front office or anything.
Well, look, I prefer roses, but what are those anyway?
I call those Alabama whisker flowers.
Well, there you go. Look, not only are they in a band, but they horticulturist also, so that's awesome.
So, I don't know what that means.
You grow stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
But I'm sure Tracy does all the growing, and you like put some water on it or something maybe during the summer.
We'll go with that.
Okay.
We'll go with that.
All right, we'll do that. So Dark Before Dawn, man. So you guys have just been around for a while. You travel all over the place. But one of the first things I want to ask you is, tell me when the band actually formed and how it began.
What was it, Gable? We've been together 3 years, so 2014, I guess, we formed.
Yeah, in March 2014?
Yeah, I think so.
2013.
Yeah. And we've been going steady since then. We've had a lineup change, just a little bit of lineup change, like a guitar player that we had left for a family situation. You know, it was just kind of too much to do the band and the family and work and all that stuff. It's hard, it really is. And then most recently, we've added a new singer. We went from a female front to a male front with Mr. Justin York, a.k.a. Hoover.
Hello, hello.
And it was a big change, but it's working out so far so good. So we're pretty pleased with how it's going.
Yeah, we were actually a little worried about that at first. And
big time,
man!
Right?
It's crazy how well received we were when we made the announcement. And then we started releasing a little bit of snippets of songs and stuff like that. And my God, man, just took off from there.
So the next question I'm going to ask is, and you can all answer it if you want to, what inspired you to become a musician?
I'll answer from my perspective. Like, when I was a kid, like, I grew up around music. My mom was huge into, like, 70s, like, music and stuff, and it was always a big part of my life. And when I saw Kiss on stage...
My favorite band, by the way, but go ahead.
That sold me, you know. I mean, me and my cousin used to get on the bed with broomsticks in our hand and acting like we were Kiss, you know. Right. That's what we were going to be. We weren't going to be a band. We were going to be Kiss when we grew up. So, I mean, that's kind of what inspired my musical journey.
Any of the other guys want to answer that?
I mean, I've been playing since I was 5 years old. Just something I was automatically drawn to. Started out on drums at 5, picked up a guitar at 6, and hadn't put it down since.
Awesome. So let's go to the type of music that you play. I know every band's different. People do covers. People write their own music. So tell me what kind of music you play, and do you do some cover music, or is everything that you're writing?
We are a melodic verse, in-your-face chorus. We're a dirty south hard rock. We want to be something marketable, not only to 12-year-olds to 7-year-olds. We want 60-year-olds jamming out with our stuff, and they do. And that's what the most mesmerizing thing is. People feel the music with us, and it means so much. And we have dabbled into our first cover song, which is by Fleetwood Mac, called Chains. And we did a rock spinoff to it and got some mad love and just mad support off of it. And we will be releasing Chains.
Y'all make a note, if you ever get a radio station, you should always have 2 CD players, because one is not going to work right.
2 CD players?
Well, you know, I'm hearing music in my headphones, so I figured something was going on.
I think we got it up and running.
Okay.
All right. Well, so we do have a little bit of our one of our songs from our EP called Wide-Eyed Suicide. It's playing in the background. I think we'll be able to release the whole song shortly on the air. I can't wait for all you guys to hear it. The EP is called Chapter 2. We're going to have 3 songs on there. One of the songs that you're hearing now is Wide-Eyed Suicide. We have a couple more we're going to release, but we don't want to tell you yet because everyone likes a tease, right?
Exactly. So let's get back to the type of music that you're playing. So kind of tell me what you're playing.
I guess the style, he described it best. We call it Dirty South Hard Rock. Right. We like to be not too heavy for the radio, just heavy enough. Right. You know, it's like we all come from kind of like heavy metal, hard rock roots, but it's not like the rah, rah, rah in your face, right, like screaming heavy vocals and stuff. Okay. I mean, we can get it a little bit heavy, but like it's the lyrics are understandable, you know. It's not like constant screaming. It's not very much screaming at all, actually. Okay. It's just like a good heavy groove.
Okay. You know? So let's go into where you've played at. I follow you on Facebook. I've seen some of the places that you've played, but why don't you go ahead and tell the listeners where you're going, where you kind of stay at sometimes. I think I see you in Huntsville sometimes. So tell us some of the places that you've played at.
Our home venue here close would be 11th Frame Live in Madison. Okay. That's what we call home. Around here locally, which is unfortunate for an original band in Coleman, people don't really want to hear original music. They want to hear the cover stuff. Exactly. So we don't get to play around here a lot. But like our home venue would be 11th Frame Live in Madison. And we play in Florida, Tennessee, Georgia, just southeast pretty much right now. But like I guess some of our bigger things we've done were Bayfest in Mobile. I think we played the last year of Bayfest. It was a huge festival.
Whistle Stop in Huntsville, yeah, which was a huge turnout.
And probably the highlight of my career thus far would be Motorboat. It's Motorhead's Motorboat. We were on a cruise ship going to the Bahamas playing with Slayer, Anthrax, Motorhead, Suicidal Tendencies, Corrosion of Conformity, and the list just goes on. It was amazing.
So that has to be a rush, right?
Oh, it was awesome. We got to see, I think Motorhead played maybe two shows after that before Lemmy passed away. So like we played one of the last shows that Lemmy played, it was pretty awesome. We had to play on the beach, set up on the beach,
really?
In the Bahamas, looking at the crystal clear blue Caribbean water while we were playing.
You're sweating so much salt while you're just wishing you could be in that river of
right.
salt.
It was
or
awesome.
Ocean of salt, I should say.
That was pretty amazing. You know,
tough job.
We were pretty fortunate. It has its moments for sure.
So did you have an adult beverage while you were out there on the back yourself, or maybe, water?
Maybe one or two adult beverages. Maybe one or two. Gable had the most, I think. He's like,
yeah, I was drinking water.
We call those Zimas.
So let's talk about your music and CDs. Do you have any CDs out?
All right, we have our EP called Chapter 2. It's going to release in the spring. We haven't given everyone a concrete date, mainly for a tease. We really want to keep people by the bits right now because we're fighting for our reputation and we're fighting for the music that we're trying to bring out right now because we have a lot to overcome from transitioning from a female to a male vocalist. The response has been great, like we've said before, but we really want people to be on their toes waiting for this EP called Chapter 2.
Yeah.
And we're actually taking our time to make sure everything's right.
This will be not like anything else Dark Before Dawn has released. I can promise you that.
We have an amazing producer
named Josh Bright pushing our stuff, and he is an amazing producer and friend.
Awesome. So do you have any future gigs right now planned? You played anywhere?
March 18th, we'll be playing at Green Bar in Tuscaloosa. I believe it's your guys' first show in Tuscaloosa, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right,
mm-hmm.
So we're super excited about that. We can't wait. Green Bar, it's got a huge reviews online, one of the top 10 places to play in Alabama. And also April 1st at 11th Frame with some good friends of ours, Kellen Heller, and a few other opening acts that we cannot wait to release to everybody.
Awesome. So your number two track that we was about to play, what's the name of that again?
Wide-Eyed Suicide.
Wide-Eyed Suicide. So, Jay, if you will, let's go ahead and play that in its entirety right now and go to a break, and we'll come back. We'll end the interview, and we're excited to hear this.
Bring it.
What?
but which way will I fall? Lovers love while the hopeless hope. Emotions are forever like the vibers in the row. Will it ever end? Will it ever stop?
Right here on the Big D Radio Show. So hey, let's talk about this song for a second and tell us what it's about.
Let's get personal, I guess. It's the most personal song I think I've ever written, and I'm not just saying that because I'm on the air. I'm trying to reach out to you as the listeners, and so you can reach out to me as a singer. That song's about overcoming addiction or any downfall that you have ever encountered in life. I want you to know that you can become whatever you want, no matter what you face, and just don't let up, because the future's in the moment. Join us, if you will.
Excellent. So, one last question, and before we end the show, what is your future plans for Dark Before Dawn? I mean, what is your plans going on out there?
Yeah, I think I'll speak for myself, but I think I can speak for each one of us. We want to write music that honestly pays our bills, that we can do what our passion, you know, that we can make a living being able to do what we love to do. And basically, I mean, I think that's really what our goal is. Excellent. You know,
we got diapers to pay for, mortgage, gas, yeah. Mortgage, it doesn't matter. Like, I just recently had a baby, and it's been the biggest blessing I could ever can imagine. Please follow us on Facebook. You can see all the crazy pictures of our lifestyle.
That's awesome.
The thing about it is, when it comes to doing your dreams or making it happen, the only person that's in control is yourself.
That's it.
You can't rely on anyone else to make it happen for you. You got to do it yourself.
Self-promotion is everything. Okay, awesome. Thank you, Jay. So, And it is for me, even though I'm not a musician. I own Cosmic Sound DJ Entertainment, and I have since 1986. So for me, and I've went around the Southeast and DJed at every kind of event that there is, when you get music in your blood, man, there's no getting rid of it.
No,
it's
not.
Just something that I have to do all the time. And the DJ business is a seasonal thing, albeit Coleman Elks Lodge this Saturday night. But to go out and perform in front of people, it's the most incredible thing for me that I've ever done.
Yeah, there's nothing like it.
There's
no drug, there's no high, there's no drink that can top what we feel on stage when we look out into the crowd and see people just grooving to what we're doing.
Touch one person.
Let me touch on one subject. Our show last Saturday, I had a lady come up to me with her autistic child, and I've never encountered that. And the way she touched me with her child, that saying that he got moved by that music, it was the most euphoric thing. And grabbing him and hugging him and telling him I love him and giving him merch, that was the most fulfilling feeling that you will ever feel in your life as a musician.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, we're going to go out with this, with an announcement about West Point soccer game. The first season of Tuesday, February 28th. The girls start at 5, the boys at 7. The band will be playing. There's going to be door prizes. So make sure everyone goes out there to West Point. Well, guys, let me tell you how I end the show. I am a devout Christian, so we always end the show in prayer. So
please do.
You'll We'll pray together.
Yes, sir.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come to you, God, through your Son Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you so much for your presence in our lives, Lord. Most importantly, we thank you for Jesus Christ and the sacrifice that he made on that cross for me and everyone in this room and everyone in this world, Father, that we can have everlasting life in your kingdom. And Father, we just ask that you be with us, God, that you be with this band right here and guide them and lead them in the direction that you want them to go, Father. And Lord, that you just bless our lives like you do each day, Father. And we just give you praise and honor in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, God, man, I just appreciate you guys being here. Will you come back again?
Yes, sir.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Our one big sign off. The future's in the moment.
There you go.
And yes, if you will.
and maybe next time you can bring a guitar, maybe pick a little bit next time.
Yes,
sound good?
Good.
Hey, you're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here live, 95.5, Coleman's Independent Radio. I'll see you next Thursday.
Listening to Live 95.